Bill Petty is on the scene in Omaha, and he joins us now on the air. Bill, how's it going out there?
Doing good, buddy. Good to talk to you. It's been a while.
So give us the update. Y'all are kind of shielding yourself from the rainstorm, I assume, right now. How's it going?
Aaron, anybody that's ever been to Omaha, it's like when there's a rainstorm out here, it looks like Armageddon coming. I mean, just dark clouds coming over the hills, and everybody just scatters, and it always usually ends up dumping a bunch of rain in a short period of time. But in this case, it's just all lightning. We haven't seen just a little bit of sprinkling here and there, but lightning is all over the place. And you know, turned on the local radio here, and it looks like that's not going to be anytime soon. So I'm sure that our game, as you mentioned, and keeping everybody informed, is probably going to be a delayed start time for that. But it should be a great one, buddy.
So
it should be
a
great one there.
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
No, I was on the way back from Virginia yesterday, Aaron, and was listening to ESPN U, you know, trying to pick up some of the College World Series, the game that was going on there was Texas Arkansas, and it really surprised me during they had a rain delay there, go figure, in Omaha. But they were talking a lot about it. Really surprising about a lot of the comments they were making about the Tar Heel on the national scene. They were talking about how many pitchers that were used, and the Mississippi State had to be the favorite going in because of, you know, just using, especially bringing in Cooper Criswell there at the end to close it out. But I mean, and quite frankly, I mean, everyone that knows the Tar Heels, that couldn't be farther from the case. I don't know of a team in the country that's more loaded from top to bottom in terms of quality pitching than we are. I mean, it's just a fact, whether you're a Tar Heel fan or not. I mean, Coach handled that thing. Of course, this is my opinion, but it's shared by many. He just handled that whole thing masterfully after John Dulapi left in the first inning. I mean, Caden O'Brien, Brett Daniels, Joey Lancelotti, you actually at 95 miles an hour. That's something that he hadn't done all year the other day in relief. And Josh Hyatt, all of them pitched less than 30 pitches in less than two innings. You know, and Criswell even pitched two in the third innings, but, you know, because he just hammers the zone. So he threw 34 pitches in all. So every one of those guys could end up coming back tonight if, you know, and they didn't even mention the fact Austin Bergner, who you mentioned a while ago. I mean, this kid is just, he's 7-2. His ERA is not that impressive. It's a little over four, but he's 7-2 on the year and has 76 strikeouts and 75 innings pitched. He does get in trouble every once in a while with a base on ball. He's got 33 walks in that period, but this kid can throw, and there's not 1 ounce of difference in his velocity from inning one all the way to inning seven. So we're set up and ready to go. It should be one heck of a baseball game.
Should be a good one once we get it started. Speaking with Bill Petty, who's on the scene in Omaha, where it's raining right now, but going to be some hot action on the field tonight. Tell us about the vibe that's in Omaha right now. I've heard reports that the Tar Heel fan base traveled as well or better than just about any of the other seven teams that are there. Is that your impression too?
Aaron, you always know what to ask, man. I mean, I walked in a hotel. Walked in a hotel. Guy, it was crazy. It's like literally there was probably 150 people in the foyer just to the hotel, and I don't think there may have been one person in there. It was a Mississippi State, and the rest of it was Tar Heel blue. I mean, it was no different than being at Boschmer Stadium. I mean, we are out here in force. A lot of people feel something very magical is going to happen, but I do want to mention this on the flip side to give Mississippi State a little bit of credit, because they've got some, if nothing else, if you're not able to listen to Dave and Kyle tonight, you know, and when you turn on ESPN, you might get a little frustrated because some of the storylines you're going to hear with Mississippi State are just crazy. I mean, we're as passionate as we are. They have this crazy thing going on called a rally banana, and everybody that has a Bulldog, jersey on down here has a banana on the back of their jersey. And, you know, and the long story short on that is they were in the Tallahassee Regional playing Oklahoma, and Oklahoma beat them 10-1 in the first game, and they were behind in the losers bracket, and they couldn't even throw a strike. And there's a freshman on the baseball team that got hungry and went back into the clubhouse and got a banana and brought it out and started eating it in the dugout. And all of a sudden, I mean, they just went on fire. They won the Tallahassee Regional. You know, took two out of three against Vandy and then walked off in the first game here at Omaha. So there at the, and they, this is a true story, Starkville actually had an emergency shipment of bananas sent into Starkville, Mississippi. I mean, the place has absolutely gone crazy. The dugout, some of the players in the dugout has a banana in there laying down like he's in a, got him wrapped in a cloth like they're taking care of him. I mean, they're nuts. They're nuts over this banana thing. So they're, you know, and the other storyline with them, Aaron, which is just crazy, is Coach Gary Henderson. He's not even the head coach. He was named interim head coach after their head coach, Andy Canizero. He was actually forced to resign back in February due to some scandal, and he's left. And what's crazy, as an interim head coach, he is not even, he's already won two National Coach of the Year honors, but he's not even being considered to take over the full reign. You know, I don't know how that's going to turn out, but there's two crazy storylines, and this has the makings of one heck of a broadcast tonight. So just please make sure you turn in to either Dave or Kyle, or catch it on ESPN, because it's going to be a really good one.
That's going to be good. Bill Petty, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the game tonight.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, man.